The New Year's ball dropped in Times Square, and it was sponsored by Kia, which means killed in action. But it also means to arise or to come out. New Year's Eve, a night marked with tradition and ritual, but also tragedy, as a terrorist act was carried out.
Started at about 3:15. It did involve a man driving a pickup truck down Bourbon Street at a very fast pace, and it was very intentional behavior.
But this was no ordinary pickup. Into Thin Air on X showed everyone that it was called the Ford Lightning. And on a night where lightning would become an oracle of doom. The Bible states in the end that Satan will fall like lightning from heaven, and Christ and the Son of Man as lightning shall be in his day. So the fact that this truck was called Lightning, and it was also an electric truck, an attack with lightning the same day it hits the Empire State Building, Capitol Building, and Washington Monument, an electric truck, just like the Tesla outside of Trump Tower that caught flames exactly 2 days after Elon posted about a Tesla truck catching fire and called it the future. Here we see it exploding because it was carrying fireworks. And the fireworks, I feel, for 2025 are just getting started. But 2025, what it really means is to give sight to those who cannot see. In Strong's, it means to anoint, when Jesus gave sight to the blind man. A man in darkness, a man in a dark fog, who needs to see that the end is actually here.
Because all this fog, has been here for about 5 days now, and it is literally not budging.
The day of the Lord is a day of darkness and gloominess and fog. A fog that can be felt.
But that's not the weird part. The weirdest part is the taste and smell. It's the only word I can think of is toxic.
Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. I hope you're doing amazing, and I hope that you're not walking outside without wearing something like this, okay? I got like six of these. Every one of them is for one of the members of my family. You know why? Well, actually, the reason was because when the fires hit back on June 6th of 2023, if you remember correctly, it was very spooky. Everything turned strange. It was so smoky. I got these things because I'm like, who knows what the future brings, right? But now you got people that they're freaking out everywhere. It's like a killer fog. So I was thinking, I'm like, you know, tonight before I go out, because that's what happens. We set the alarm. I don't know. It's going to be a weird thing, especially if some kind of weird fog rolls in. Because this fog, it's like it's all over the news. If you think that your life isn't hard enough or scary enough with all the spooky stuff that we hear about going on in the world. Everybody's like, oh, it's going to be the end. The biggest war is coming. Or the fact that we have so many migrants. Oh, it's going to be bad. Or there's like a bird flu scare. Oh, everything. So if you don't have enough to worry about, now you got to worry about the fog. That's right. That's right. Everybody's telling me you got to cover the fog, Jacob. Because people are stressed out. There are a lot of people that have been taken to the internet, and they say that they're getting a cold. You know, right around the time that everybody usually gets viruses, because, of course, the holidays, people get together. People are home from school. You know, more people get sick around this time of the year. But they're saying they got sick not because of that, but because of the fog. Yeah. And I'm not joking. It's actually even made normal newspapers. And we got I'm getting to the bottom of this stuff, okay? Because, you know, look, I saw the movie The Mist, that based on the book by Stephen King, where, you know, like CERN or something like that opened up a portal and the mist came out and it was all monsters, okay? Fog scares me. Always has. this isn't like the foggiest it's ever been. In fact, there was more fog. It was like more fog than ever before. Just last year, January, I think it was around 27th or 26th. Unusual dense fog blankets over 70 million people in U.S. record. Unusual. They called it eerie. It was like a fog of all fogs. Last year, you didn't get stressed out about it. Why is that? You know why? Because the algorithm, the computer mind behind the show that we're watching every time that we go on to social media, didn't tell you that you should be scared of it. Didn't want to work you up so that you got to be like freaked out about the fog that's coming, the fog that's rolling in. The fog. The fog. You know, some people are so stressed out about this. They got these videos. I don't know if you saw them. And I'm not minimizing it. I don't know. Maybe there is a fog machine that is now sending out chemical fog that is going to make people sick so that they get a bad cold. I mean, no one's died from the fog yet that I'm aware of. I haven't heard about that. But people are acting. People are acting like they're scared of the fog, like it's going to kill them. Wall Street Apes, is a huge influencer on X. Florida, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, California, Texas, basically all over the country. There's like a lot more states that he named. Five states. And he's like, basically the whole country? No, it's like five of the... I mean, look, Texas is big, but they're reporting the same particle thick fog. They say it's making them feel sick, smells like chemicals, it's not normal. What are the odds that this is happening everywhere? Well, I mean, if it's just normal fog, the odds are good that it's just happening everywhere. And particle fog is what makes fog fog. There's more water particles in the air. I feel like I should give you a description so you can see. And you know, these videos that you're seeing right now, the ones that are playing, these are the different ones. And they're like, look, the particles are in the fog. That's basically what it looks like when you go outside. Haven't you ever like camped out and then it's foggy? Let me give you the, I'm not a meteorologist. So I'm not here to like skill you in what fog means. But in Minneapolis, they were explaining this because social media people are freaking out. It's very strange. Fog forms when the temperature cools to the dew point. Getting some weird weather. I don't know if you noticed. Okay? It's like we're about to get this Arctic blast that's supposed to come down, this vortex that's coming. That's the next thing you got to be scared of. Everybody's going to freeze. You know, it's not a good thing to be scared all the time, because if you're scared all the time, you can't think straight. You can't think straight. If you're constantly thinking out of the reptilian brain, which is the basic form of thinking, fight or flight, it's called the reptilian brain because it looks very much like a snake's brain, you're not going to be making, you know, higher cognitive thoughts for yourself. And there's a lot of change going on. There's a lot of change going on, especially in the world. But we don't want you to be too focused on that. We want you to be focused on the fog. I feel like there's people behind the scenes that are like, hey, you know what we'll do? Because this is the time of the year when fog usually comes, especially since in 2023 last year and 2024, both had record fog with 70 million. That was basically the whole United States. Unlike Wall Street Apes is mentioning five and saying it's basically everywhere. Reporters are trying to explain this. They're like, first there's advection fog, which forms when a cold land surface mixes with a warm, moist air mass. On Saturday, melting snow caused by the rain cooled warm air mass to saturation, causing the fog. It's fog, people. It happens. Now, the fact that some people are saying that something smells, or they're saying it smells like smoke or it smells like chemicals, it's also the winter, and people are using their chimneys, you know, for fires. I mean, unless you want to think it's some kind of a demon fog, that's up to you. You know, look, I did buy these for a reason, because of the smoke, and I, you know, the people in my house are sick. We had fog here. Yeah, we had fog here. It was like, a week ago, I guess we had a week ago, and Ethan and I, we went outside because we have the laser thing, and we had some fun with that, because that's usually the best time to use a laser is when you're in the fog, because the fog machine does this. But I mean, is it likely that they're like sending out, you know, fog machines all over the world so that some people get sick around the same time of the year that everybody gets sick? Probably not. I don't think that that's, I don't think that that's what's happening. I think to myself, I think that this is a little strange. You know, like, has everybody lost their mind? I mean, I'll be the first to admit, you know, when people started sending this to me, I'm like, you know, my throat is a little sore. And then I remember what psychosomatic is and how you can manipulate people into thinking they're sick so that they become sick. For crying out loud, people, I've learned a thing or two since the beginning of the virus of the crown, okay? When we were all locked down. And I went to, like, the store wearing two different masks, plastic gloves, sunglasses, and I was scared. All right? I was scared. I thought I was ahead of the curve. You know, we got hit with something that we've never, but there was something about it that just kind of snapped me out of it. I'm like, okay, hang on a second. Fool me once, right? Shame on you. Fool me twice, though, shame on me. So when other things started to come out, started to think a little more rationally. But now, who's thinking rationally? People are worried about the drones. People are posting videos of planes, and they're calling them drones. I made a little joke, and I one of the SpaceX launches, when they were returning, I said, look, the drones. People will believe what they're told to believe. The question is, why are they telling people to believe this? Why are they messing with people in it? There's always an explanation besides killer fog, but people are going to believe what they're going to believe. Now, what do you believe? Are you scared of the fog? I hope not. And if you are, don't worry about it, okay? You'll be all right. I mean, you can always get one of these things. I do. I have six of them. Because that when the smoke hit, it was kind of spooky. All right, listen, I wanted this to be a fun show. I hope everybody had, like, the best new year ever. I hope you all have hit the like button. I hope you share the channel around. I hope you don't get too freaked out. It is fun to, like, dig into this stuff. I like even thinking, what if the fog is filled with some kind of thing to make you sick? It's fun to, like, flirt with that idea if you're a writer. But it's not fun to be, you know, walking around thinking everything's going to kill you, right? There's a reason they're scaring us. There's torment and fear. And what does the devil do at the end? The devil pours out of his mouth A flood of what? Lies. We're covered in it right now. So, why don't you subscribe to the channel? We'll all come together. We'll ask for the truth no matter what the cost, and we'll be set free from the lies. And we'll be able to go out in the fog and have some fun with some lasers. Okay? I'll talk to you soon. I love you. Bye-bye.